the break, the brakes, the brakes, the brakes, the brakes, the brakes, the brakes, the brakes. Some old school shit, y'all.
What do they play now? I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Hallo, meine lieben Freunde des gepflegten Beats, Breaks und Sample-Massakers. Ihr hört die What About Breaks Radio Show, und zwar die 239. Am Mikrofon selbstverständlich, wie so oft, der Erik, alias Danger D. Der amerikanische Vibraphon-Gott und Soul-, Funk- und Jazz-Komponist und Produzent Roy Ayers eröffnet heute mit seinem 1976 eingespielten Song Vibrations unsere Sendung. In den frühen 1970er Jahren gründete er die Band Roy Ayers Ubiquity, von der genau genommen der Tune stammt. Leider starb dieser große Pionier des Jazz-Funk vor gar nicht allzu langer Zeit am 4. März 2025 in New York. Viele seiner Tracks gehören zu Klassikern des Genres. Entsprechend interessant war er auch mit seinem Schaffen für Rap-Produzenten. Ein eher unbekannterer Typ namens Lamont Holdby, in Fachkreisen auch unter Bird bekannt, nahm sich den Song hier vor und machte einen Underground-Banger des West Coast Rap daraus. Ihr hört Razzcass mit Won't Catch Me Runnin' aus dem Jahre 1994.
The motto, but I'd rather hit lotto, swallow a shot of tequila, believe the worm in the bottle, in the spot with the BXC of 0.13, and when my voice hits the mic, I electrocute spit like Beat Street, a lounge with a click, thick as the 93 freak, Nick smoking the BD, flipping the script like a hermaphrodite, so choose your weapon if you got beat sheet, cause we could take it to the loop, leaf sheets, or concrete streets, cause rats not strapped, it's like AOL without a hat, syntax attack, take cracks, David Horowitz wouldn't strike back, then out I got dice, accidentally stepped on money's knife, he tried to break fool into a glass full of ice to incite the fight, but didn't know who flew heads. I got screwed up like Ricky Randall taking the legs off Chavez. Instead you lose, he got pumped for his shoes, cause just like BB King, I'm giving niggas the blues.
Times is hard, brothers is frontin', but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Times is hard, brothers is frontin', but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Times is hard, brothers is frontin', but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Times is hard, brothers is hunting, but they ain't about nothing, so yeah.
I step through crews as if they was holograms. Been inside of more vaginas than a diaphragm, so I don't give a damn, kid. I am the man that you think you are. 5'5", but throwing hooks like Abdul-Jabbar. Serving these kids like pediatrics, practice the tactics, and suckers cover your head.
just like a prophylactic does. Thought he was it when he was getting retarded into the U-Haul truck when the LA riots started. Slid my homeless brother a buck and ducks ducked the verbal buck buck. Booyah, who y'all still thinking me styling with Cali is an island? It's my fault, my shake from Brooklyn to Vegas, the earthquakes. My lyrics your plates like San Andreas would be rum. You're not ready for my five type of genre. I rock your world like a new Wanda.
Times is hard, brothers is funny, but they ain't about nothing. Times is hard, brothers be funny, but they ain't about nothing. Times is hard, brothers is funny, but they ain't about nothing. Yo, some brothers get dumb. But ain't no punks
where I'm
from, so yeah.
Yeah. Check it out. Yes, yes, y'all.
Now money talks and bullshit walks in the street on the daily. And niggas pull my strings like a ukulele, but I lust ruckus like I used to lust Taliban. Plus now I back whack motherfuckers like they justice. Must bust nuts because he's married. One time his brother tried to stunt and thought the little guy was scary. Trying to freak all up on the girl I was dancing with like he's invincible. Not that the hoe was important, but it's the principle involved. I say to yo black, this my lady pal. The stupid nigga laughed and said, well she my bitch too now. So what can you do when boys is men? My self-image depends on the next man's scrimmage, so I sin. Cause doubt should not kill, but I tried my best. Left my fingerprints in his neck. I never understood why brothers wanna disrespect one another. But if the static is coming, fool, you won't catch me running.
Time is hard, brothers is coming, but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Time is hard, brothers is running, but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Time is hard, brothers is running, but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Time is hard, brothers is running, but they ain't about nothing, so yeah. Time is hard, hard. Time is hard.
Der Rapper Razzcass ist hierzulande durchaus bekannt. Er wurde 1973 in Kalifornien geboren, studierte Geschichts- und Sozialwissenschaften und wurde ganz nebenbei eine ziemliche Rap-Größe im amerikanischen Underground. Rein stiltechnisch war er nie so recht einzuordnen und hielt sich ziemlich fern von dem klischeebehafteten, vermeintlich klassischen West Coast Sound und G-Funk. Bis heute ist er in der Szene sehr aktiv. Ja, Won't Catch Me Runnin' war überhaupt erst seine zweite veröffentlichte Single. Teile dieses wunderbaren Tunes sind in vorher gehörtem Razzcast-Song verarbeitet. Genau genommen ein paar Vocals. Tja, das hier ist unverkennbar die wunderbare Sade mit Cherish the Day aus dem Jahre 1992. Ach, mein Gott, war ich in diese Frau verknallt. Als einziger Mann natürlich weltweit. Na gut, Spaß beiseite. Sade Adu, so der volle Name, ist eine britische Sängerin und Texterin mit nigerianischen Wurzeln. Sie wurde bekannt als Frontfrau der Band Sade. Tja, die Verwendung ihres Vornamens zu diesem Zwecke erscheint dabei höchst nachvollziehbar. Am 16. Januar 1959 in Ibadan, Nigeria, geboren, zog sie im Alter von 4 Jahren nach der Trennung ihrer Eltern nach Clacton-on-Sea in England. Sie studierte Modedesign in London und arbeitete als Model, bevor sie 1980 ins Musikgeschäft einstieg. Bereits im Alter von 17 Jahren spielte sie Mundharmonika und übernahm den Gesang in verschiedenen Bands, die jedoch nie Veröffentlichungen herausbrachten. 1983 wurde sie von einem Musikmanager entdeckt, während sie an einem Marktstand auf dem Camden Market arbeitete und einfach so vor sich hin trällerte. Tja, und der Rest ist wie so oft in dieser Sendung Musikgeschichte.
Cherish the day, won't go astray, won't be afraid, won't catch me running. You're ruling the way that I move, and I breathe your air.
Catch me running.
Hier, meine Lieben, handelt es sich eindeutig um eine Coverversion des zuvor gehörten Sade-Tracks. Ja, und wer ist es nun? Robert Glasper's Experiment. Das Hip-Hop-Trio um den amerikanischen Jazzmusiker Robert Glasper in Kollabo mit der wunderbaren Lala Hathaway, der Tochter des weltberühmten Soul-Barden Danny Hathaway, übrigens eine fünfmalige Grammy-Gewinnerin. Robert Glasper gilt in den USA als einer der einflussreichsten Musiker seiner Generation. Er ist bekannt dafür, Jazz mit Hip-Hop, R&B, Soul und Neo-Soul zu verbinden und damit die Grenzen zwischen den Genres neu definiert zu haben. Ja, nach seinem Studium an der The New School in New York entwickelte er sich schnell zu einem gefragten Jazzpianisten. Zunächst machte er sich mit dem Robert Glasper Trio einen Namen, bevor er mit dem Robert Glasper Experiment eine modernere, genreübergreifende Richtung einschlug. Seinen internationalen Durchbruch erzielte er 2012 mit dem Album Black Radio, das Jazz, Hip-Hop und R&B auf innovative Weise vereinte und mit einem Grammy ausgezeichnet wurde.
They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching for the love went. I've been looking for the dove, and they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer, so looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think you got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching where the love went. I've been looking for the dove, then they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer, so looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think they got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching where the love went. I've been looking for a dove, and they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer, so looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head. I think you got the wrong one. I'm sick and tired of running. I've been searching where the love went. I've been looking for the dove, and they told me if I move, they gon' shoot me dead. But I think I'm about to go to love. I've been waiting on the summer, so looking back and wondering how we pulled to keep from under. They told me put my hands up behind my head.
Da habt ihr nochmal Robert Glasper, diesmal als Produzent neben so illustren Namen wie Ninth Wonder oder Terrace Martin, alles Leute, die hier schon gelaufen sind. 2020 gab es ein Bandprojekt namens Dinner Party, bei dem dieser Track namens Freeze Tag entstand. Gesampelt wurde dafür ein Song der aus Detroit stammenden Funkband The New Birth, und zwar Just to Be Somebody von 1976.
Woo! Woo-woo, somebody.
Nun, wenn ihr schon einmal den Bandnamen The Nightlighters gehört habt, dann wisst ihr auch, dass The New Birth quasi deckungsgleich mit der Truppe zu sehen ist. 17 Mitglieder umfassten beide Bands. Hier hört ihr die Nightlighters mit dem Track Afro Strut, der 1972 entstand.
Now here this go. I check it out. I check it out. Now this one is for your liars and your jokers, your blabbermouths and your damn crack smokers. Someone's talking about the wrong subjects, and now it's time for positive cake to flex my muscle, and then for me to stick out my chest.
You gonna mop shop, huh?
Oh yes. But a man, somebody said that I couldn't rap. Who told them that? Because I'm qualified, pushing no one valid, and all my fans casted the ballot. They voted me the number one solo sensation, a rapper and a fighter with a I got the baddest left jab that you ever saw. You wanna riff? Then let me tap you on your jaw. So I suggest that if you got a beef with me, to keep that thought in total secrecy. Cause I don't care about you jockey busters anyhow. I just came here to say, it's all over now. Wanderama, looked up to my dad, real close to my mama. Since then I was taught there's no future in front. Being timid and shy would never ever get me nothing. I transform into a real go-getter. Prepare for the worst, but always hope for the better. I'm not a success, but I say I'm a successor. A real cool guy and a casual dresser. I'm dipped occasionally. I got to flip up on a sister or mister who feels that they're equipped to deal with me. I'm the best, so the rest must deal. The positive, the gentleman, the rapper, intelligent, clean cutting, so effing dapper. I guess the benefits, in other words, the fringes. I rocks the house and the doors off the hinges. You get astounded, even dumbfounded. Smack so fucking hard you think your ass was surrounded. I'll upset you, wet you, endanger. Do it just like Ali did it to Frazier. So if you feel it's real, play me on the wrong note and fuck around. It's dead out. I put your head out and you better get the hell out. Cause I run them, I ran them, I really couldn't stand them. I did them, I done them, and now all I can do for you is son them. Cause I'm the data, data, I kicks the data. You get mixed in the batter, battling, it doesn't matter. So now, what's the scenario? Here we go, give me your name and your number. Watch me do you very slow. Who's my victim? Watch me victim and dig them, and I blitz, dig them. Let my hooker trick them, cause yo, I got the chisel, I'm erasing, erasing. Your bladder just like a platter when I didn't miss them. Get put together, I'm sharper than cheddar. Better than a machete ready, truncated to the letter. Yo, I'm the enforcer, can't refuse my offer. Oh, you be all for bridge shit, who's the boss, sir? Hitting your shitter because you was a quitter. Unlike the podcast, they say I'm a home run hitter. Strip, rip, flip up your title. Good golly, Miss Molly, Little Richie, did your idol. But no, I be your tutor, tutor, cause you're kinda neuter. Unlike me, the pursuer of the man Buddha. You don't know my style, you're sorry, kinda fiery. Yours is tiry, now go write that in your diary. Cause I'm a can, I'm a ban, I'm a big shit, papers on my hand. I'm when I come natives, the famine like a phantom. I got the fluid, the new it, pursue it.
Tja Leute, das gehört schon irgendwie zur Golden Era des Rap, keine Frage. Positive K mit It's All Over. Nun, dieser Mensch namens Daryl Gibson wurde besonders zu Beginn der 1990er Jahre durch seinen wortgewandten und humorvollen Stil bekannt, der bis in die heutige Rap-Generation hoch respektiert wird. Einer seiner Klassiker ist wohl I Got a Man, ein Track, der auf dem Album The Skills That Pay the Bills zu finden ist, genau wie der gerade noch zu hörende.
Suck it to me.
Ooh, baby, I started.
Yes, I did.
But I can't stop it. I admit that I started it,
yes,
baby. Girl, but I can't stop it. What a good, good feeling. A great sensation. Ah, you and me, baby. A good combination. Ah, suck it to me.
Suck it to me.
Musik aus dem Jahre 1969 ist das, und zwar von den legendären Isley Brothers mit ihrem Song I Turned You On. Aus Cincinnati in Ohio stammen die Jungs, tja, O'Kelly Isley, Rudolph Isley, Ronald Isley und Vernon Isley, verstorben 1956 bei einem Autounfall, bildeten die ursprüngliche Besetzung der Gruppe. 1963 gründeten sie ihr eigenes Label Teaneck und nahmen den jungen Jimi Hendrix als Leadgitarristen in die Gruppe auf. 1973 erweiterten sie ihre feste Besetzung um die jüngeren Brüder Ernie und Marvin Isley sowie um O'Kellys Schwager Chris Jasper. Was folgte, war eine riesige Karriere mit unzähligen Hits und natürlich ein gewisser Sonderstatus bei Beatproduzenten, denn die klauten reichlich bei ihnen. Zum Beispiel KMD, eine in der Golden Era sehr populäre Band, zu der MF Doom in frühen Jahren gehörte. Hier sind sie mit Who Me aus dem Jahre 1991.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who lived in the deep, dark jungles of Africa. His name was Little Sambo.
Uh-oh, Zio's exercising his right to be hostile.
They always try to say that coon is me.
I don't understand, man.
You don't understand?
Nah, I don't know.
My temper's up to like 10. Or switch up his thoughts that I recommend. Minus his flood, but thicker as blood. Plus still some stay stud like sticks in the mud. I will probe him from nuclears, keep me from flipping daily. Yet I constantly slip into thinking, kinda loony. In my logo, you see us? Whoever said that coon was me? Of the original folks, okay, joke's over, but still a cloak's over us with no love from no clover. This irritates X, so goes into my text to erase one N-word complex. Sub rock, etch the fuzz of what was in any deca, the joke's on cuz. Does on top of my head stand seven thick. Hairs that even if I wanted to, I couldn't pick. Pigment, is this a defect in birth? Or more an example of the richness in earth? Lips and eyes, dominant traits of our race. Does not take them 95% of one's face. But still I see in the back two or three ignorant punks pointing at me.
Oh, no.
Who me?
Who
me?
Well, I beg your pardon. But have you ever seen his brother walking around here anywhere? Must be a missing person. Have you ever saw his face on a milk carton?
Tricky, tricky. Must be part of the gas face series. The same one who started Black Cat Bad Luck theories. Yeah, he done it. This place, he runs it. And I'm guilty. Alcatraz of 400. Judging not, the unjudged is where he slipped. The real guilty is filthy. He took Egypt. Blue through the nose right off the sphinx. Now when he inks, ugly is when our hair kinks. We thinks, then zap goes the nap. Now I got good hair. If that's good hair, then bad's a hood hair. Comb, twisted, dome, braided or faded. The first man played it and now we hate it. Robbed of our culture, true indeed, I bear witness. And recommend this mental fitness. To get this loaded to the and pointed out of gold, G, then ask him, who you calling moon? Man, damn, man. Damn, you know, they want to call me a monkey, a cool, a jigaboo, a boogeyman. Yo, Bert. Yo, Bert.
What is it?
Yo, G, they want to call me all these names.
I know what we can do.
What can we do?
We'll ask someone out there to find
Little Sambo.
What you be meaning, G?
Pick up a crayon.
Me?
No, them.
Oh, us?
Yes, kids, pick up a crayon. Look for
Little Sambo.
Yo, Bert, you get props, G. Yo, hot dap, man. Yo, you're gonna have to rock that home shit for me later, too.
You're listening to WAB. What about breaks?
It was a hot summer day. I was dying from the heat. Walking up 118th Street. Although I'm hot like stew, in the back of my mind it was a bottle of brew. Now a nice cold bottle would just quench my thirst. Go get some boom from the dreads, whichever one comes first. Now is it brew?
Yeah.
Or is it boom?
Yeah.
So I lit up the boom and now may I presume?
Yeah.
Now about 3 o'clock I had to meet my crew. I looked at my watch and then I noticed it was 2:30. I saw these two honeys walking down the avenue. And one of them said, all I think about is having you. Now in my mind I realized I could've took her. But nice is not the one to treat the ladies like a hooker. Don't mean to diss, but it's not on my list. So I gave her a kiss and said, goodbye, miss. From the streets I heard a horn beep. There was a coup for deep in a dark blue Jeep. I heard him speak. He said, my ride is fat, so why you sweating D-Nice, baby? He ain't all that. Now first things first, why all the rude behavior? You should have been taught how to respect this flavor. He jumped out the Jeep like, yo, what up, Chief? But I don't eat pork, so I guess he wanted beef. I realized I was on my own. I didn't proceed to make a move until a blow was thrown. He swung but missed, I caught him with a fist. Although I wish it didn't have to come to this. I started breaking him down with the speed, had him astounded. The right caught his jaw and it sounded like boom, boom, back, boom, bam. He had no idea that D was nice with his hands. He stepped back, so I thought he was through. But right about now, up steps his crew. We all threw down and went round for round. Not giving it all I had to give until I fell face down. Proceeded the stomp, but in all of the madness, somehow, some way, I was damn sure glad this person slid me a pistol from behind, not the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the nine. So if you're wondering why you ain't heard word of them, I
murder them, murder them.
But since I pulled the trigger, I guess I have to pay the price. Pushing 25 to life.
Nun, meine Lieben, gleiches Jahr, gleiches Sample, aber natürlich anderer Künstler, nämlich D-Nice und 25 Da Live. Nun, bis zum Jahre 1991 war er Mitglied von Boogie Down Productions, veröffentlichte zwei sehr stark von der Kritik beachtete, aber eher mittelmäßig erfolgreiche Alben in der Golden Era des Rap. Als Konsequenz daraus machte er sich als freiberuflicher Fotograf selbstständig, ein Beruf, in dem er heute noch sehr erfolgreich tätig ist.
Yo, I show no mercy,
crazy like Prince. I bring the controversy, running niggas off tracks like Jackie doing the curfew. The main component with raps to turn back opponents. I dunk foes like cops, the Rachel's donuts. I'm packing lead in the form of a number two pencil. I never slept cause paying dues is essential. I got potential, you can check my credentials. I'm known to get a piece of the rock like Prudential. But back in the day, I was considered a heathen. Now I smother whack kids to make sure they'll never breathe again. I learned the ropes from an ex-con. I'm mellow like Saravan, but game like Farrakhan. You'll check it when my open style's dissected. My dialect is rough enough to make your girl get naked. I'll take your off ass group, put them in turn singing hooks. And if you piss me off, I tap that ass like Sandman Sip. See, I'm the rocket entertainer coming straight from the west. And yes, I will aggress in a battle war contest. The first bum, so I don't need no S on my chest. I put more rappers in that gangster lane than DRS. DRS.
I'm gonna show you how the west goes.
Watch the blunt with the reefer punk and pack a six barrel mix slammed in my trunk. Who stands around me while the kid gets loose? I produce the kind of shit that makes the puss get juiced. My vocal peaks makes the drums in your ears sleep. But wait a minute, let my man spin it while I speak. I got to gather back who's all. For those who sweat my nuts and store the floor. Steady your truth behind your back, you ain't shit. Pull all the noise and get the dick. You better believe I got a trick up my ass. Press my button, I get live over tracks and write rhymes while I'm fucking. You dirty kid, damn right, cause I'm the wise. They call me fucking Mother Nature, then I spit and appetize. Beats are broken down by the Baker Boys Butcher Shop. The watch crew live, I got them nodding like hop. Purely pro, tight like a fresh bitch virgin. Drum sack from the room, I cut the feel like a surgeon. The author, kid with large eyes and nasty knucks. I grew up in East Oak, so you know my life is fucked. But who stands around me while the kid gets wrecked on the mic all night?
Das ist ein etwas unbekannteres Rap-Duo aus den Mid-1990er Jahren. Ihr hört die Brothers Under Madness mit West Coast Smack aus dem Jahre 1995. Nun, die Jungs stammen aus Oakland. Ihre Künstlernamen sind Evocalist und D-Wise. Das Duo entstand Anfang der 1990er Jahre im Umfeld der legendären Radiosendung von Sway Calloway und King Tech, der ihnen übrigens auch den Bandnamen verpasste und gehörte zur kreativen Bay Area Szene, die sich stilistisch von dem damals dominierenden G-Funk-Sound der amerikanischen West Coast abhob. Es gibt nur ein einziges Album namens Life and Time, das 1995 erschien und von der Musikkritik hoch gelobt wurde, kommerziell gesehen aber ein richtiger Flop war, der schließlich zur Auflösung der Band führte. West Coast Smack wurde von den Baker Boys, einem in den 1990er Jahren in den USA sehr aktives Produzentenduo, kreiert und die waren zum Beispiel auch für die legendären Hooligans zuständig.
That must be just
rock hit the ground. The sound is coming, humming from the back of the stage. It's the only crew on the next page, ahead of the flock, cause the clock is ticking. Step on back or I'll start the ass kicking.
Die Hooligans featuring Be Real von Cypress Hill mit Hooligans aus dem Jahre 1995. Nun, dieses Duo bestand aus zwei Teenagern. Einer von ihnen war der später als Musikproduzent weltberühmt werdende Alchemist. Sie wurden in die Reihen der legendären Soul Assassins aufgenommen, spielten also kurzzeitig in einer Liga neben Cypress Hill, House of Pain oder Funk Dubious. Aufgrund von Erfolglosigkeit war aber dieser Teil ihrer Karriere recht schnell beendet. Die vorhin erwähnten Baker Boys verwendeten hier einen sehr schrägen Track als Sample. Hier sind die Chipmunks featuring David Seville und The Chipmunk Song Christmas Don't Be Late aus dem Jahre 1959.
All right, you Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Sipping on the wine cooler, we hit the spot.
chronic. Well, ain't that ironic? That's why they call us the doobies. Cause we get the point of flicks to do's us a bluesy. Drop the panties and give up the booty. I think I'll pass. She's got the cooties. So we get the funk on to find us a groupie. And tell the hoe there ain't nothing like a Joby. Groovy as I fuck up the room.
Devour, cowards in an hour. Who's got the funeral flowers? I cut like a sickle, so fuck it on wrinkles. I'm flavor like pickles, I've killed for an echo. So what you telling me? That ain't no felony. Just check out my melody. Handle the vandal, caught in the scandal. Candles are lit when I sing soprano. Flavor's what I kick, I'm strong like a Viking. Call me a psychic, but Mikey says he likes it. I pump the L disco, I'm out like a missile. Who blow the whistle? I blast like a pistol. Kapow, boom, so give me some room as I pop, bop, a loop, bop, the wop, bam, boom.
Da sind die Latino-Jungs von Funk Dubiest, 1989 gegründet, die ich vorhin im Zusammenhang mit den Soul Assassins kurz erwähnte. Wobbabalubab heißt der Titel. Na und ratet mal, was hier als Sample herhalten musste.
She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the booty, on Rudy. 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 Wop, bop, loom, bop, lump, bump, bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, bop.
Richard Wayne Pennyman, so der bürgerliche Name dieses großen amerikanischen Rock'n'Roll-Musikers, dessen Künstlername Little Richard heute noch so manchem ein Begriff ist. Der Track, natürlich Tutti Frutti, ein Song, der ihn zu einem der Pioniere dieses Genres machte. 1955 entstand er, sehr viele große Musiker der jüngeren Vergangenheit nannten ihn als musikalischen Einfluss, darunter The Beatles, Prince oder David Bowie. 2020 starb Little Richard im Alter von 87 Jahren.